Good morning. Today's daf and bamitzia is Mem Zion. Going to be covering so many basic things regarding money today. This is a parak dedicated to money, so we've been talking about money since the beginning of the fourth parak of bamitzia. So, and we're now talking about kinyanim, and specifically about kinyan sudar. So, kinyan sudar is going to be an exchange, but not your classic bartering. We're going to be talking about classic bartering a little bit later on. We touched on it yesterday. We'll continue talking about it today as well, but we're talking now about not a classic barter, but nevertheless a barter that the Torah recognizes, and that's sudar. Which means to say that, here we go, they're right, a handkerchief. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to buy your car, and so good, you're ready to sell me your car. And so we want a kinyan. We want something that concretizes that the sale has been complete and formalized. So a car is a metaltalin, a very big metaltalin, I'll say, but it's a metaltalin. So what could you do with a car? So you could do meshicha. not exactly. Okay, fine. You're right. You could do mashicha. You could do kesef. You could do mashicha. You could do mesira. That's probably the best description of how to do mashicha, of how to do a kinyan, and that is hand over the keys. Anyway, I'm just trying to make one simple point, and I just already got caught up in the air. The one simple point is that if you pay for it, so that's not a kinyan. Why? Because maus are not konim. Money is not a means of acquisition when it comes to metaltalin. More of that coming up later today. Today's daf is dedicated to this idea that money itself is not a method of kinyan. Now you would think, by the way, that money is the best method of kinyan. You would think that. Okay, we're gonna come back to that later on. So another way in which I can acquire the car is just through a kinyan sudar. A kinyan sudar now is that what I'll do is that I'll give you my handkerchief. You'll take the handkerchief from me. Good. We have symbolically now shown that I am the owner of the car through this method called kinyan sudar. How do I know about kinyan sudar? That's also coming up later today. So stay tuned. I mean, we, spoiler alert, we already gave it away yesterday. It's from Sefer Rus. But that's coming up later today as well. Okay, in the meantime, however, So we have this idea of kinyan sudar. What am I going to be using for kinyan sudar? So I'll use a shoe. Why? Because that's what the Navi describes in Rus. What else can I use for kinyan sudar? Any kli that I want can be used as kinyan sudar. So my phone, my glasses, any kli can be used for a kinyan sudar. How about peiros? That's controversial. We're going to come back to that point a little bit later on. We're coming on to that point almost immediately. How about money? Can I use money as a kinyan sudar? So that was yesterday's daf, and that was a very controversial topic in terms of whether money itself can be used as kinyan sudar. Now, if you're listening carefully, this daf, you have to listen carefully, right? Listening with one ear is not going to work. I try listening with one ear. It's not going to work. You got to listen carefully because these are real subtleties. But in other words, can I use money as kinyan sudar? That's the question that the Gemara litigated yesterday, and most Amoraim were of the position, no, you cannot. You cannot use money as a kinyan sudar. In other words, money itself can be used as kesef, as damim, but money cannot be used as a kinyan sudar. Good. So that's where we were yesterday. And yesterday what we did is we quoted a Mishnah in Kedushin on the bottom of Memvav Amud Aleph. I'm not going to go that far back. But on the bottom of Memvav Amud Aleph, so the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Kedushin. The Mishnah in Kedushin writes, "Kol anasa damim ba'achir, kevish shezach hazen is chayv zeh b'chalipin." So clearly, the Mishnah was describing over there a exchange, a barter between two parties of a transaction. I have a makne, I have a kona, I have an item that is going to be exchanged or bartered. Well, actually, I have two items that are going to be exchanged or bartered. And what is the Mishnah describing over there? So it's not totally clear what kind of exchange and what kind of barter we're talking about. So we had a havamin over there that what I'm going to do is that I'm going to give you money, otherwise known as a matbeah. And with that, so what we're going to do now is that we're going to exchange the money for another item. Now, I'm being very careful in the language that I'm using over here. And so the real careful listener will discern that we're talking about now using money as part of an exchange. That's what we thought the Mishnah is referring to over there. Now, if that's a correct interpretation of the Mishnah, so now money can in fact be used as an exchange. Money can be used as a kinyan sudar. That's what it sounds like in that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but nah. That's not how to interpret the Mishnah over there. The correct interpretation of the Mishnah over there is that we're not exchanging money for an item, but what we're doing is that we're exchanging item for an item, right? V'hachikamar. This is where we ended off yesterday. So So hechlif shor beparuch amor b'shor. So what we're describing yesterday is just simply a bartering between a donkey and a cow. That's what we're describing in the Mishnah. Okay, now ulamai desalak adaita mikar lematbea. So if you want to now follow amem vavam and aleph ulamai desalak. I know I went a little. I'm just going back one line. So okay, it's fine. So mem vavam and aleph towards the top of the amud. It is the fourth line down. Ulamai desalak adaita mikar lematbea. My ketzad. Now in a havamina, which we entertain for a moment, we're talking about money and money being used part of an exchange. Hachi kamar. So, perinami avdi chalipin keitzad echlif shor beparuch hamor b'shor. So what the Mishnah wanted to illustrate is that I could use money for chalipin. Money could be part of an exchange, and even peros can be used as an exchange because the Mishnah wants to tell us that it's not just money that could be used as an exchange. Peros could be used as an exchange as well. Ha nicha, bringing us now to the next point of the part of the Gemara. So good. So this understanding of that Mishnah Kedushin, that money can be used as an exchange, payers can be used as an exchange, all that would be a fair interpretation of the Mishnah if I held like Rav Sheshes. Later this morning, we're going to learn together. Rav Sheshes says payers can be used as a kinyan siddur. El Rav Nachman Damar Kli. In avapere lo avde chalipin my ketzad. But what about Shitas Rav Nachman? Now Rav Nachman happens to be of the opinion that you cannot use pears for chalipin. Chalipin, you have to use a shoe or some other durable good. If I try to use pears for chalipin, it doesn't work for reasons which we're going to explain later. Okay, so now if that's true, how do you interpret that Mishnah in Kiddushin? Hachi kamar yesh damim shein kechalipin. So the Gemara says, okay, so now what we're going to have to do is that we're going to have to revisit that Mishnah, and we're going to have to give a new interpretation of that Mishnah in Kedushin, and that is as follows. There's going to be a damim exchange, a damim kinyan, similar to chalipin, ketan, and what would that look like? Hechlif demei shor beparo demei chamor beshor. If now what we do is that we're going to be transferring the demei shor for a para, or the demei chamor for a shor. Okay, that's how you interpret the Mishnah over there in Kedushin. So my time with the Rav Nachman. So Savalak Rav Yochanan Dama Dvar Torah Maus Konos. So the Gemara says now. So that's a little bit strange. Meaning what's coming out now over here is that how we're interpreting the Mishnah is that if I have Demei Shor used to purchase a para, or the Demei Chamor used to purchase a shor, so such a kinyan would work. The Gemara says now, how does that work? So he holds like Rav Yochanan, and that is the Dvar Torah Maus Konos, that really money is a means, a method of acquisition. Okay, this is something that we're going to be discussing later today. Put another bookmark in today's daf, right? The Gemara over here is making numerous self-references that we are going to be tackling later in today's daf. So whether or not money acquires, can money be used as a kinyan for metaltalin? So min HaTorah Rav Yochanan says yes. However, Gzera Shema, sorry, Dvar Torah Maus Konos Mimnei Ma'amru Mashiach HaKonos Gzera Shema Yomar Lo Nisrafa Chitecha Be'aliyah. So, and I'm going to explain this later this morning. You'll forgive me, I'm just not going to explain it right now. But in other words, but the Chachamim blocked money as being a vehicle of Kenyan. Let's just leave it like that. Good. So Min HaTorah money works, but the Chachamim stepped in and said no. So because now the Chachamim blocked the Kenyan of Kesef, so what the Chachamim now have the entitlement to do is say, look, generally, we will block the Kenyan, but sometimes we'll allow it. Well, when will that be? So, Milsa Deshchicha Gazra Bei Rabbana, Milsa Lo Shchicha Lo Gazra Bei Rabbana. Meaning, if it's a normal method of Kenyan, so the Chachamim said no to Kesef. And again, for reasons which I'm going to explain better later this morning. But if it's something which is unusual, otherwise known as a Milsa Lo Shchicha, so the Chachamim said, we will allow for Kesef to be Kona. So, if I'm using Kesef in an unusual fashion, then Kesef can be a method of Kenyan. Why? Because the Chachamim were the ones who blocked it, and the Chachamim can allow it at times. What I gave right now was not a terribly deep and penetrating understanding of the Gemara. I gave really a superficial understanding of the Gemara, but for our purposes right now, It'll just simply work in terms of how to understand the Mishnah and Kiddushin. Now, Ula Reish Lakish Amar Mishicha Mefreshes Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, okay, now, it happens to be Shitas Reish Lakish, which again we're going to discuss later this morning. Reish Lakish says that Mishicha is the only way to acquire Metaltalin, and Kesef does not work at all, period. So now Kesef doesn't work at all. So now let's go from Reish Lakish's lens and let's take a look at that Mishnah Kiddushin one more time. So how are we doing the exchange? In other words, we're doing the exchange using a animal which is peros, and peros can be serving as a kinyan seder. That would be great. But if Reish Lakish took the position that peros cannot be used as chalipin, and Reish Lakish takes his own position, which is that money cannot be used to acquire metaltalin, so how in the world did you acquire the cow? Meaning that Mishnah Kiddushin says, you know how I acquire the cow? So I gave a chamor. Okay, so I gave a chamor to acquire the cow. According to Reish Lakish, so I don't have an avenue of how to be kona it. Meaning, maybe it's some form of kesef. No, kesef doesn't work, according to Reish Lakish. Well, maybe it's a form of chalipin. Well, if he holds like Rav Nachman, peres cannot be used for chalipin. So we are now out of options in terms of how that kinyan works. So the Gemara says, Al-Karcha Karev Sheshes Meteretzla. So the Gemara says, okay, through Reish Lakish's lens, the only way it works is if he subscribes to Rav Sheshes. That is some way to start the daf off this morning. And I have to admit, that was just a lot of juggling and it was a little bit complicated and a lot of moving parts and a lot of positions just to navigate through a Mishnah and Kiddushin. Okay? If you got it, great. If not, I encourage you, go back, listen again. If you're here with me right now, it's not an option. Tanan, Kol Matalton, Konin Zedzev, Amr Shlakish, Rafilu Kismale Maus, Bekismale Maus. Okay, so we have a Mishnah here in Bab Metzia. Okay, so now we are going back to our Mishnah. Right, we're in Mem Vav, right? We should be on Mem Zayin, but that we'll get there shortly enough. And we're going now back to Mem Dalin. We're going back to the opening of the fourth parak of Bab Metzia. And the Mishnah taught us that Kol Metaltalin or Konin Zedzeh, that when it comes to movable, so they acquire one another. In other words, what sounds like a barter. And Reish Lakish then adds, I feel kis male maus bekis male maus. And what I could do now is I could take a bag of money and I can go ahead. Okay, hey, David, you got a bag of money? Great, I got a bag of money. Let's swap. Great, we swap. And with that barter, so Konin Zedzeh, one acquires the other. Now, one acquires the other. How is one acquiring the other? So once again now, is my money acquiring your money? Well, again, the money is metaltalin. My money can't acquire your money because metaltalin is not able to acquire the metaltalin. So it's not you, the instrument over here is not going to be servicing the kinyan via kesef. Okay, so that doesn't work. Oh, so it's chalipin. So we're bartering. Wait one second. Chalipin meaning sudr chalipin? We just got done saying that if it's sudr chalipin, money can't be used as a sudr. So how is that working? So, tirgama revacha bedinar anka ve'anigra. Oh, so when we're talking about money, we're talking about money that is not current. Not current currency. So, now when we say not current currency, so we have two terms. We have the anka, we have the anigra. What are those two terms? So, echesh shepasasa malchus ve'echesh shepasasa medina. So it's a currency that's not good either because the government said it's no good or just simply because the people said it's no good. And the Gemara goes to Tricha, and I need both. Meaning if the government said it's no good, so then nobody's going to take it. But if the people said it's no good, well, maybe the people just here are unhappy with it for whatever reason. But if I went into another location, maybe they'd be happy with it. Maybe they'd be fine with it. So the in matbea nikne bechalipin. And so therefore, maybe we'll have the status of matbea. V'yash minim pasalta medina mishum delo sagi leilo betzinim velo befar hesya. Now, if let's say the people are not accepting it. So then I can't go to the banks. I can't go to the black market, meaning no one's going to take it. Ela psalta machos de sagi le betzina ema akati matbeahu. Vein matbea nikim nikim bechalipin. But let's say now that the government said it's no good, but there's still a very healthy black market. And I can go ahead now and exchange this money in the black market. So therefore, I would have thought that this would qualify as kesef. And we know that when once it qualifies as kesef, it can't qualify as sudr. So it's richa. So the Gemara says, therefore, it's necessary. Okay. So what we've done over there in that another tricky part of the Gemara. Okay, we have a couple of tricky parts today. Another one coming up in just a moment. But what we've just done is once again defended the position that I can't use kesef as the instrument for sudr. Meaning, if I want to do a kinyan sudr, so it's great. And it's a universal way to acquire, and it's an easy way to acquire, but I can't use kesef. And I'll remind everyone, myself included, why I can't use kinyan kesef for kinyan sudr. So the Gemara said it yesterday. Why can't I use the actual coin itself for kinyan sudr? The Gemara yesterday said, because when we're talking about a sudr, it's really symbolic, right? In other words, when I'm giving you my handkerchief and saying, hey, this is for your car, right? Obviously, we're not talking about a bartering exchange. What we're talking about is a symbolic act that concretizes that I am now the owner. So that means to say that everything over here is really a function of das, that we have agreed to terms. Agreement to terms now means that this handkerchief over here symbolizes that when I hand it over to you and you take it from me, you're now giving me over the car. Good. But when you're doing that with a kli, perfect. When I'm doing it with peros, debatable. We're going to come back to that debate later this morning. And if I'm doing it with money, so in yesterday's daf we said, for those who are of the position, it doesn't work with money because money itself, meaning when I give somebody money, he's not focusing on the actual physical item. He's focusing on the tsura, what it represents, the minting, that president that's on the coin. And that is temporary. That's not permanent. So Tsurasa Avida de Batla, says the Gemara in yesterday's daf. So because it's temporary, so therefore it doesn't create that enough of agreement of mine so that I could use a coin as a kinyan sudr. Good. That is a excellent way to wrap up yesterday's daf. And we continue. Now, okay. Oh, you want to give the same server for Paris. Okay. It happens to be the Gemara is not going to say that, but I hear you. Okay. Amaravun, Amachorli, Beilu. Okay. So now we do the following. Okay. We are now on the very bottom of Memvavim base, and we're about to turn today's off. And now what we're going to do is as follows. I'm going to give you a bag of money because what I like to do is I like to buy your car. Okay, I don't know. I'm so committed to the purchasing of a car. So I want to buy your car and I'm going to give you a bag of money. Okay, and the money's going to have a lot. It's going to be a lot of money in it. Okay, now a lot of money is a great way to describe a number of things, but I'm not sure if the seller right now would be happy with just simply a bag of money. Meaning, the seller right now wants to sell the car, and when you're giving him the bag of money, so pretty much it would be a great sale if that bag of money had exactly the amount in it in which he wanted for the sale. So that brings us to the beginning of today's daf, and I have to admit, this first sugya in today's daf, tricky. So Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna, Mechor Li, Be'elu, Kana. So if I'm now going to be giving this bag of money for the car, so now that affects a kinyan. Now immediately, all your flags should be going up, right? The sirens in your mind should be ringing, because that's money, and money doesn't acquire metalkalin. So how does a kinyan work if we're talking about money? So hold that thought. And then, but we're going to make another point, and that is that we're still under the rules of Ona'ah. Ona'ah, which is coming up later here in the fourth parak. We're all familiar. When you sell an item, you have to be selling it at fair market value. And you cannot be overselling it or underselling it more than 18% over or under fair market value. That is the prohibition of Ona'ah. We're going to be discussing that in more detail later in this parak, not today. But meanwhile, so when I gave them the bag of money, so the bag of money is going to be serving as a kinyan, and we're bound by Ona'ah. Now, the Gemara says, let's explain this better. Kana afagav de la mashach, kevan de lo kapid. So kana de ki chalip and dami. Okay, so This part's tricky. I have to admit it's tricky. Just please follow me. And I'm asking myself to follow me. So, the reason why the kinyan works once the money is handed over is because the person who's receiving the bag of money says, you know what? I'm just happy with basically ballpark amount. Meaning, right now, I'm more than happy to just simply get rid of the car. So what we'll do is that I'm going to exchange with you the car and that bag of money. That bag of money has roughly the amount that I want. And for me, that's good enough. Oh. So now, how is this kesef being viewed from a kinyan standpoint? No longer is the kesef now being viewed as standard kesef. Now, basically, we're looking at something that is much closer akin to an exchange. Oh. So the money over here now is being exchanged for the car. Once the money is being exchanged for the car, so now we're in the Chalipin arena. Right. We're not in the Kesef arena.
In the bag.
Okay, good. Now, just one second. Please give me a moment. This is very difficult. Just give me a second. I'm acknowledging this is difficult. So any questions that you have are going to be valid. Just let's just absorb this one point. Now, but at the same time, however, still bound by Ona'a. That's tricky. Mm-hmm. Still bound by Ona'a, meaning I do care enough where I don't want to be ripped off. I want to be, in other words, I'm happy enough where that bag of money is going to be somewhere close to what the value of the car is, but I'm not going to allow you to rip me off. If we're going to go 18% under or over its fair market value, I'm not going to be a happy camper. So, so on one hand, because I'm not particular about exactly how many coins are in the bag, so therefore it's a chalipin type of transaction. And but at the same time, I said to you, sell it to me for this. Meaning, this bag of coins is going to be the compensation for the automobile. So I'm still telling you, I don't want to get ripped off. Okay, so that's where we stand right now in this kind of transaction. So we're looking at a transaction which is affected by money, but it's not going to fall under the category of kesef. Okay, and that's a lot to digest. Now, Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna Mechorli Be'elu Kana and Ein Lo Alav Ona'a. Now, Rabbi Abba says, it quotes in the name of Rav Huna, I'm subscribing to this viewpoint, but not exactly the way it was presented. Now, the first way it was presented, by the way, if you want to follow carefully, it's Rabba in the name of Rav Huna. This is Rabbi Abba in the name of Rav Huna. And the way he presents Rav Huna is that this is going to be serving as an exchange, but not a kesef exchange. This is really much more classic exchange. Meaning, over here, we're not even looking at Ona anymore. In other words, I'm just simply swapping you the bag for the car.
Are you making a kinyan on the kesef? How are you recording?
Exchange. It's an exchange.
I'm saying, because we learned that the metalcom, you have to actually do the kinyan.
I understand. That's what makes us tricky. In other words, over here, this is an exchange. Once I'm in Chalipin area, so then I don't have to take the item. In other words, the swap itself, the barter itself is creating that kinyan. Good. And I'm recognizing that it's hard. This is a hard. It's a hard.
One side, it's a.
Yes, correct. Side, correct. Correct.
No, it becomes kesef.
Okay, good. Beautiful. That's what makes Rabba tricky. I'm acknowledging. I acknowledged it. I'll acknowledge again. I'm more than happy to acknowledge it multiple times. How hard a piece of Gemara this is. So the Gemara says, now pshita. Dam in vain makbil alayhem. Ha kamina dekani dekhalip and dami. So let's say that if I'm giving you something and the ain makpid alayim, and I have no hakpada whatsoever to how much it's valued at, so that's the hakamin dekani. That for sure, that's an exchange. Deka chalipin damu or makpid. I'm sorry, the chalipin or makpid alayim mai. But what if we do a barter? In other words, we are now exchanging items. But I am really like particular about how much it costs. Meaning, let's go, Alan, right? I really want that donkey of yours. Here's my cow. Now you say to me, Sugarman, just hold on a second. Hold on a second. Right? My donkey for your cow. How much is my donkey? How much is your cow? And now you're going over the numbers in your head. So the Gemara now wants to know, if we are now exchanging and you're clearly makbid about how much its value is, so does that, so what is going to affect the kinyan? So Amar Avad Bar Avad Tashma Hare Shaya Tofis Paros Oval Medu Bacha Ver Vamala Paros Lama Lechamor Ani Tzarech. So Yeshli Chamor Shani Nosin Lach. So over here the Bryce is describing exactly such an exchange. Cow donkey. So Parascha Bekama Bekach Bekach Chamorcha Bekama Bekach Bekach. And so over here now, wait, before we do the exchange, let's go over the numbers. Right, your cow is worth how much? My donkey's worth how much? So mashach bal chamor es apar velo hispik bal apar limshoch es chamor ad shemes chamor lo kana bal chamor es apar. So over here, because now before we did the exchange, so you said to me, I need to know right now before we do the exchange how much. So the exchange by itself does not create a kinyan. Why? So right now, let's say right now, I'm going to change it in just a moment. But right now, let's say it's because you're so fixated on cost. So now, this is not classic exchange. This is not classic Halipin, but rather, this is much more like Kesef. Oh. And Kesef is not Kona by itself. So the Gemara makes exactly this point. Shema mina, Halipin umakbin, am lo Kona. So in other words, it's not a kinyan, because even though this is a classic barter of cow versus donkey, but because I'm so caught up, understandably, by the way, I'm sure everyone knows, I'm not judging, understandably, because you're caught up on how much it's valued at, so therefore this is going to now no longer look like a classic chalipin, but rather it's going to look now more like a kesef, right. a kesef kinyan, and therefore kesef by itself is not kona. So Amar Rava, so Rava says, okay, I'm done entertaining this whole discussion. I'm done. Amar Rav Atu Chalipin Bishuftani Askinan the Lo Kapte. Really? So now you're telling me basically that when the Mishnah Kedushin is describing a Chalipin Kinyan, you're telling me that the Mishnah is only talking about idiots and morons, right? In other words, not Alan, and I'll also add myself included as not being an idiot. Okay, why not? I'll be easy on myself. So in other words, the only thing the Mishnah and Kedushin is describing is when two people are like, you know what? Your donkey, my cow. Yeah, let's swap. That's what the Mishnah is describing. Meaning, you mean to tell me that when the Mishnah is describing your classic Halipin exchange, they don't care about how much it's valued at? Are you serious? Rabbi says that's ridiculous. Ella, kol Halipin mikbad kapte vikana. In other words, in any Halipin exchange, so when I go to Alan and we're swapping cow for donkey, of course he and I are looking at its value. And still, it falls under the category of Halipin. So, and that, wait, just give me one more second. And that means now that the moment that I take the donkey, he has acquired the cow. Or the moment that he takes my cow, he's acquired the donkey. In other words, Halipin. And whatever difference there's going to be in its value, okay, we'll compensate one another.
Can't that be considered
ribbis? No. We're not talking about a loan. We're talking about it's a purchase. Okay, good. Ribbis is loan. Okay, so. In other words, Rabba's like, I'm no longer entertaining this discussion that when we're swapping, we don't care about how much the value is. Of course we care how much its value is. Okay, but what we have to contend with is a brisa. We just learned the brisa together that two people are ready to do a swap and they cared about the value and the kinyan has not been executed when one took one of the items. What do you do about the brisa? The brisa is talking about a very specific situation. In other words, I'm swapping you, but my chamor for para vitle. My donkey's not cheap. And you know that. And if you want to do an exchange with my donkey, that's going to cost you a cow and a sheep. There, just doing a mashicha on the cow by itself is insufficient. Because we agreed to terms. We agreed to terms that the only way the swap works is only with para vitle. So now, since it's para vitle, you have to do mashicha on para vitle. Then and only then it works. Okay. Amamar. Mechorli be'elu v'yesh olav. I'm sorry. Kind of v'yesh olav ona. And now we go back to the bag of money. Okay, that really tough sugya at the beginning of today's daf, where we're swapping a bag of money for a car, and as long as we're somewhere in the ballpark of how much the car is worth, so now this money is going to be executed as a chalipin. Now, lema savaravuna matbe nase chalipin. Now, how is that bag of money going to be serving as chalipin? Is now the money itself going to be able to be used as an instrument for a chalipin? Go back to yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, most of the Amoraim we cite in yesterday's daf was opposed to this idea. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Sevel like Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, okay, so the money is not going to be used as an instrument as chalipin. Do you know how the money is working right now? Kesef. The money's working as kesef. What? Money's working as kesef? You're buying metaltalin with kesef. How does that work? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how it works. It works if we subscribe to Rav Yochanan. So this is now not the first, but the second time in today's daf that we're referencing Rav Yochanan, and we haven't even quoted him yet. Okay, meaning in order to learn today's daf, you have to know today's daf, right? How about that in terms of cooking your noodle? So the Amar Dvar Torah Maos Konos, because Rav Yochanan's of the position that really Min HaTorah money is a kinyan. Omim Neima Amru Mashiach HaKonek Zer Hashem Yomer Lo Nisrafa Chitecha Be'aliyah. So then, Milsa Deshchicha Gazur Be Rabbanan, Milsa Deshchicha Lo Gazur Be Rabbanan. Beautiful. So for a second time today, we say that Rav Yochanan says that really money works. The Chachamim blocked it as a kinyan. Again, I'm going to say this now for a second time today. I will not say it a third time later this morning. Okay, B'li Neder. And that is, I'll explain later why it is that money doesn't work. It doesn't work. But in unusual cases, the Chachamim allowed money to work. This is an unusual case where I'm handing you a bag of money and say, hey, give me the car. And both parties are agreeing to the idea. Okay, so this is really weird. But because it's weird, the Chachamim say, we'll allow it. It's a milsa de lo shchicha. Okay. Bamei Konin. All right, so are we there yet? No. I skipped two lines. Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Absolutely correct. Good clarification. That's correct. So Amalei Marhuna Bereid Rav Nachman L'Rav Ashi Atan Hachi Masnisan Lo Anan Hachi Masnisan Lo V'chein Amar Rav Huna In Madbea Nase Chalipin. Okay. And the way we have it as a tradition is that we just simply say that according to Rav Huna, Madbea does not serve as Chalipin. Madbea cannot be an instrument for Chalipin. Okay. Good. All right, so what we have done now is we covered a number of tough sugyas in today's daf, Mem Zayin. We've also hearkened back to yesterday's daf as to in terms of whether or not money itself, the coin itself, could be used as the instrument of chalipin. And the Gemara's conclusion over here is resolutely, you cannot use money as chalipin. Money obviously can be used as kesef. Oddly enough, kesef cannot acquire metaltalin. Under strange and unusual circumstances, according to Rav Yochanan, kesef can be used as a kinyan for metaltalin, but the default is that kesef can't be used as metaltalin. Okay, let's put a bookmark over here. We're not stopping, obviously. We got more, and let's go. We are now going to be sitting on a couple of very basic topics in terms of kinyan sudar. I hand you the handkerchief because I want to buy your car, and you take the handkerchief from me. And we have just described kinyan sudar. Mazel tov now, I have acquired the car with kinyan sudar. And it works for, kinyan sudar works for metaltalin. Kinyan sudar works for karka. Great. Now, kinyan sudar means that I'm going to be handing you a handkerchief. Now, I've said that repeatedly, and the Gemara is now going to teach us that what I'm saying is not that clear, or not that clear cut. So, Bame konin, Rav Amar Bekel Shokona. Okay. Now, the handing over of the handkerchief is a symbolic act which concretizes a sale. Who's giving the handkerchief to whom? What a funny question. It's not a funny question, because I just read in the Gemara, it's a machlokas amorayim. It's a machlokas between Rav and Levi. Okay. But it is a funny question. Meaning, I'm trying to buy your car. And now what we'd like to do is a symbolic act to show that I'm the owner. Kinyan Sudar. So now, well, I'll give you the handkerchief, you'll sell me the car. A handkerchief is obviously not representing payment for the car. What it's representing is, we've agreed to terms. So, according to Rav, so I, the buyer, am going to hand you, the seller, the handkerchief. And isn't that what's going on in the Navi by Rus? Right? Isn't Boaz the one who gave the shoe over to the to Pliny Almoni? Well, actually, open up the Navi inside, and you'll read inside, and it is ambiguous. In the Navi itself, all it says is Shalaf Ish Na'alo. He took off his shoe. The Navi is only tells us that something was handed over. It doesn't say who handed over to whom. Okay, I get points for grammar today. Mm-hmm. So according to Rabbi Kev Shokona, and what I just read in the Gemara, now let's explain it, is why. Nichale lekone delavi amakne kone. Ki heche deligmar velikne le. Because what I want you to do is that I want you to sell me the item. And so now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you this over as if symbolically saying, hey, you'll sell me the item and I exchange you my shoe or my handkerchief or whatever. So, V'levi amar b'kev shal makne k'demin l'meim l'kaman. And Levi says, nah, it's the seller who's going to be handing the handkerchief over to the buyer. I know that sounds funny. And the Gemara says, and stay tuned, I'm going to explain why in just a moment. The Gemara said it. K'demin l'meim l'kaman. So Amale Rav Huna, Discarta l'Ravo Levi d'Amar b'kev shal makne. So Rav Huna from Discarta says to Rava, before we even explain Levi, can I just tell you how strange Levi's position is? The seller who's selling the item is also the one handing you the handkerchief? Can't be. So haka kani ara agav glima v'imkein havolei. Nechasim sheish lamachrayas, niknimim nechasim shein lamachrayas, v'ana nipchatanan, nechasim shein lamachrayas, niknimim nechasim sheish lamachrayas. Do you know how king and agav usually works? In other words, I'm going to sell you property and movables. So how does that dual transaction work? The movables come with the property. And now over here, it's like the world is upside down. And I say that here almost literally, meaning that now the property is going to be coming with the handkerchief. The seller's selling now, let's assume the seller's selling a piece of property. I know I've been fixated on cars all morning, but the seller's selling now a property. And how is the seller selling the property? Here, take this handkerchief. And with this handkerchief, now you get the property. King and Agav is exactly the opposite. I'm selling you the property, and with the property will come now the movable. Like, what's Levi talking about? So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what? If Levi had been there right now and he heard you asking that question, so sparks of fire would come right out of him and burn you up alive. He wouldn't tolerate your question, not for a moment. Okay, and Rashi explains over here the sparks of fire are a reference to Chayrim, to Nidui. He's going to excommunicate you. Which is a really funny Rashi, just because you're asking a question means you're going to be excommunicated. So obviously over here and within Rashi, it must be some sort of tonal issue where it wasn't just a question, but it was the tone in which the question was asked. Anyway, Levi would not be bothered by the question, not even for a second. Misvar glima maknele. So be'ayina dekamekaba minei gamar vaknele. You don't understand King and Sudar. King and Sudar is that you're not acquiring the property with the handkerchief. No. The handkerchief is just simply a symbolic act to show that we are resolute. That's all it is. It concretizes that I am serious about selling you the item. And when you, in other words, I'm selling you my property. And when you accept the handkerchief from me, we have now demonstrated that you are ready. I'm a ready seller. You're a ready buyer. You took the handkerchief from me. All it does is just formalize and concretizes the sale. That's all that's happening over here. You're not purchasing the land with the Sudar. It's just a demonstration. It's a simon. It just demonstrates that the sale has been made. Okay. Good. So what we just did is that we just explained Levi, meaning with a little bit of drama, meaning someone challenged Levi and Levi said that's a ridiculous question and I'm ready to burn him alive with pulses of fire. Okay, but in other words, but we also just explained Levi as well. Now, Kitanai. Now the Gemara says, now we presented as a machlokes between Rav and Levi, but the truth of the matter is back it up. It's really a machlokas tanaim. So vizos lefanim. Vizos lifanim be Yisrael al gula v'al tamur l'kayim kol davar shalav ish na'alo v'nasan l're'ehu. So over here, the pasuk in Rus. I've been promising it for a while, and now here it is. So on Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. And as I pointed out, one is taking off his shoe in order to give it to the other to concretize the sale. Meaning here we're looking at a king in Siddur. And the Navi writes, Vizos lefanim be Yisrael. And this is standard practice. Okay. So the Navi is describing a king of Siddur, and yes, it's an interesting point to make in terms of king of Siddur is not to be found anywhere in the Torah, but the Navi over here is introducing it to us. But that's fine, meaning that shouldn't be a problem. It's not unprecedented, and of course the sticking point over here is who gave the shoe over to whom. Just to be clear, by the way, I know everyone here knows this, but I'll just spell it out. What is the purchase being made over here? So Boaz is looking to purchase a piece of property, and oh, by the way, marry Ruth as well. Meaning, but in terms of the acquisition that's really being discussed primarily, principally, is the No. In the Navi itself, it's a property. In other words, the Machlon and Kilion. So they have properties that need to be redeemed. In other words, as part of their. They're totally going bankrupt. In other words, the property was foreclosed upon, and so now that property is going to be redeemed. So Boaz turned to Ploni Amoni and said, "Okay, you go ahead and you redeem it." And Ploni Amoni says, "Oh, but wait! Just you should know that when you go ahead and you redeem the property, you also get Rus as well." Mm-hmm. And Ploni Amoni said, "Oh, that right? I'm not dead. That's too much. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for all that." So then. Boaz is the one who is now going to make the kinyan. And the way that he's going to be making the kinyan, and over here, I say kinyan, by the way, in the Navi itself, it sounds more like the rights to be goa. But regardless, the shoe is now concretizing that Boaz is going to be given the right to do so. So he took off his shoe and gave it to him. That's the Navi. And obviously over here, so with all those pronouns, we don't know who we're referring to. Are we referring to Boaz? Are we referring to Ploni Amoni? So, it's a machlokis. So, geula zumechira v'cheinu omer lo yigael. So, first of all, the word geula means the sale. Fine. And tamura zuchalipin. And tamura is the reference to exchange. V'cheinu omer lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. So, good. L'kayim kol davar shalat ishna lo v'nasan l'reyami nasan l'mi. Who gave it to whom? So, boaz nasan l'goel. And Rev Yehuda omer goel nasan l'boaz. Okay, so we have a machlokis tanayim. Which then we were introduced to this via the Amoraim. We were introduced to it as a machlokas between Rav and Levi. And in just a couple of minutes from now, we're going to paskin. Stay tuned. Okay, Tana. B'kli afa pishayim bo sheva pruta. Okay, now, can I use this tissue now for my kinyan sudar? So it is a kli, but it is not valued at a pruta. At least I don't think so. And the answer says, the Bryce says, yes, Tana. So Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu ela b'kli ava b'peri lo Rav Sheshes Amar afilo b'peros. And here now we are formally introduced to a machlokas that we referred to already multiple times. Can I use peros? Yes or no? It's a machlokas. Machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So my time with the Rav Nachman Amar kra na'a lo. So na'al in midi achrini lo. My time the Rav Sheshes Amar kra l'kaim kol davar. So over here, the Gemara says, what's the reason? So even though the Gemara says, what's the reason? The Gemara is not really giving a svara. Meaning what we're going to do is we're darshing the psukim. Okay. I have a better than good feeling that the Rishonim and the Achronim give a svara, but from the Gemara standpoint, it's just simply, it's textual proofs that are coming from the pasuk itself. So for Rav Nachman, the Navi gives the example of a shoe. So it has to be a durable good like a shoe. And what Rav Sheshes will tell you is that, nah, in other words, l'kayim kol davar. That's a riboy, kol davar. So l'Rav Nachman, nami haksiv l'kayim kol davar. So what does Rav Nachman do with the word kol? So ha'u l'kayim kol davar d'niknim b'minal. So in other words, you can acquire whatever you want with a shoe. Rav Sheshes, nami haksiv na'alo. So amalu Rav Sheshes ma na'alo davar misuyim af, kol davar misuyim la'afuki chatsi rimon v'chatsi goes d'lo. And what Rav Sheshes will tell you is that I don't think it's limited to a shoe. I think it could be a fruit. I think it could be a perishable. It says na'al. It just simply means it has to be an entire item. I can't use a half a pomegranate. Meaning I use a pomegranate. It's got to be a whole pomegranate. Amar Rav Sheshes Bereid Ravi Dikaman Kasvinan Ha'idna. Now, when your standard shtaros are written up, so you're going to read the following. B'manah dekasha lemiknebei. Do you know how we're going to transfer over this shtar? We're going to use the Kenyan Seudah to transfer it over. And do you know how we write in a shtaros? Meaning, when next time you hear the ksuva, excuse me, I'm back. The next time you hear the ksuva, you're going to hear the words mana dekasha demiknebei. We're going to use the Seudah, but that's not the language that we're using. And now, we do this a couple times in Shas, and we're going to do this today. And that is that we're going to critically read the actual shtar itself, the language of the shtar. Meaning the language of the shtar really tells us what the halacha is. Meaning that after years and years of minag and minag and minag, of what is common practice here reflected in the language of the shtar, will now give us insight into who does the halacha fall like. So bimana, so it says, first of all, you're going to be using a kli, meaning lafukim midr Rav Sheshes amar konim beperos, meaning not Rav Sheshes's viewpoint. Rav Sheshes says you could use fruit. You can't use a fruit. It's got to be a durable good. That's number one. Number two, kasher lafukim midr Shmuel da amar konim bemiroka. So Shmuel says that you could use something which is basically made out of excrement, right? The Rashi on the top of the Amud Beis kli hasui migale bakar. Right, a kli made out of excrement. Okay, disgusting. Exactly. So Shmuel says you could use that for Kenyan Seudah, and that's not the halacha. The halacha is not like Shmuel. You got to use something which is not repulsive. That's two. Three. Limiknaya lafukim midalevi damar bekel shamakta kamashman limiknaya velo liknuye. The third halacha is that we paskin like Rav, not like Levi. Meaning whose shoe? The kona, the one who is acquiring. He's the one who is going to be giving over the seudah to the mocher, to the seller. And not like Levi who says the opposite. And finally, the word bay. So, Rav Papa Amar Lemute Matbeya. So, bay means what? Meaning that's an extra word in the contract language. And that tells me that I can't use a coin. Rezvidvi Temer Avashi Amar Lemute Isuri Hana'a. Or another way to understand it is that it's to exclude something that it has no intrinsic value whatsoever, i.e., it's asubana. Igadamri bay amara papa lemute matbea. And another version is that the word bay is coming to exclude matbea. And kasher amarav zvid vitemarav ashi lemute isurihana. And the word kasher is coming to exclude isurana. Ava marika lo itzrich. But marika, like I don't even need a drasha. By the way, when I say drasha over here, I mean we're darshaning the language of the contracts. I don't even need a drasha to exclude Marika. It's disgusting. No one wants to deal with it. No one wants to handle it. That is self-evident. And now it frees up those words to teach me that not a coin and not something that's asur b'hana.
That's not right. At a wedding, but he exchanges a handkerchief. Better make sure it's a clean one.
You're right. No. Perfect. I love it. Yeah, good. Right. My friend writes that over there in the sefer. Okay, Let me give credit. It's excellent. That's Rabbi Reichman. That's right, Rabbi Zevi Reichman. So he writes up on every daf in Bakama, Bamitzia.
This one is
right. In other words, there. Okay, fine. So Phil sharing with me. Right, Phil gave me a sefer before we learned it. I haven't prepared today. I haven't read his piece on today. But in other words, I know. So, but it totally makes sense. Meaning, if let's say you blow your nose in the handkerchief and you're like, okay, it's great. I totally hear it. And now that's the Morika. That's right. That's a disgusting siddur. You can't use that. Very good. That's very good. Okay. All right. We're gonna stop over here. Simone. Tomorrow we'll talk about tokens.
Thank you.